So welcome everybody to Life Coaching 101, and thanks for being here. It's beautiful here in New York City right now, so I hope those of you that are in other parts of the country are enjoying the same kind of weather that we're having. I promise to keep this call as tight as possible so that you can get back to your life and to work and hopefully get outside this evening. So depending on how many questions you all have, this call tends to last for about 20 to 30 minutes just to manage your expectations. So the purpose of this call is to explain what life and career coaching is all about and to give you a better sense of how it all works and, of course, to answer any and all of your questions. My hope is that you'll leave this call with all the relevant information that you're looking for and, of course, to get all your questions answered. There's so much information out there on coaching, and it's sometimes hard to make sense of it all, and so I'm hoping that I can do that for you tonight. Just so that you're all aware, I have you on mute right now. So if you have a question that you'd like me to answer, please send it to me via email, which I will give you right now, which is mark.strong@gmail.com. And I will answer it towards the end of this call. For those of you that are maybe grabbing a piece of paper still, I'll repeat that email address, which is mark.strong@gmail.com. So let's start with introductions. My name is Mark Strong, and I am the owner of Mark Strong Coaching based here in New York City. I'm actually originally from Minnesota, and I moved to New York about 13 years ago to pursue a career in advertising and, frankly, to get away from the snow as well. I still work as chief of staff and chief learning officer for a global advertising firm here in New York part-time. And the rest of my work time is spent running Mark Strong Coaching. And my company offers a myriad of services from life and career coaching, executive coaching, to corporate training. But today, I want to focus specifically on everything having to do with life and career coaching. So to give you a little bit of background before I get into some of the questions, I just wanted to share a little bit of my personal story, which is I discovered coaching about 10 years ago when I hired my own life coach. I had recently been promoted to run two different divisions at the company that I was working at, and I found myself really struggling to find a balance between work and my personal life. I was having this amazing success at work, but my personal life was really pretty crappy, mostly because I was working so much. And I particularly was frustrated because I was one of those people who read all the self-help books, but never seemed to be able to apply the lessons successfully to my own life. And I really hated that. So I actually started working with a coach here in New York City who happened to be working with an acquaintance of mine and who is also still my coach today. And I was so amazed at the positive changes that I was making that I almost immediately decided that someday I was going to go back to school and get accredited as a coach myself. Within, I would say, probably 3 months of working together with this coach, I had set some really clear boundaries at work. I got into the relationship that I'm still in today. I finally got, you know, the body that I had always wanted. And most importantly, I think, was that I found that balance that I had been looking for. And I can honestly say, you know, looking back, that I don't think that I could have done it on my own. I was really stuck at the time, and I couldn't really see my way out of it. And I think perhaps there's a chance I would have figured it out by myself at some point, but I certainly got what I wanted faster by working with a coach. So in the end, what I discovered was that I really wanted to help other people experience kind of what I had experienced and help them achieve what they wanted in life. So fast forward a couple of years, and I jumped back into the classroom myself and attended an amazing school called the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching, and then got myself accredited through the International Coach Federation, which is the governing body of all of us accredited coaches, and I've been coaching ever since. Just a side note, the International Coach Federation has a great website if you're looking for more information about coaching or about particular coaches. I always like to point out to people that life coaching continues to be an unregulated industry, and so you want to make sure that you choose a coach who is accredited through the ICF. And if you want to write down their web address, I'll give it to you, which is www.coachfederation.org. That's www.coachfederation.org. It's a great resource to learn more about all forms of coaching. So enough with introductions and background. I thought I'd spend the next section answering some of the most common questions I get from prospective clients, and then I'll take some of your specific questions towards the end of this call. And I've already noticed that a couple of questions have popped up in my email, so I'm looking at those as well. Again, if you've joined us late and you have a question, you can email me directly at mark.strong@gmail.com, and I will answer your question at the end. So, you know, for many people, the first question is, what the heck is coaching? And I totally understand that question because I felt the same way 10 years ago. And to me, coaching is an amazing partnership between, you know, a person who wants something in their life and a coach who knows how to help you get it. The goal of coaching really is quite simple in my mind, and that is to help people achieve the results that they want in their life, whatever that may be for the person. Clients come to me for help with so many different things, and that includes help in finding their life purpose. I help people set really specific, measurable goals. I help people eliminate and identify barriers in their lives. I help people get more satisfaction from their career or find a career that's right for them. And then, of course, I deal with things like financial goals and family dynamics and relationships, improving the amount of fun that people have in their life, health, you name it. Coaching includes it. So whatever the client wants, you know, we work towards getting it. And so that's what coaching is from my perspective. Just to give you some examples of what people come to me for, I thought I'd give you some examples of some recent clients that I've worked with over the past couple of weeks. I'm working with someone who's starting an amazing business targeting boomer women. I also have a client who wants to completely change the way he's perceived at work, which is a common client request that I get. I'm working with a gentleman whose skills as a designer have become almost commoditized over the past 3 years and who is attempting to reinvent himself in his late 50s. And I just started working with a 20-something guy who is working through the process of trying to set really clear boundaries with his parents. So there's just some examples of some of the things that people come to coaching with and the different kinds of people who come to coaching, which of course makes my job incredibly fun and interesting, and I love the variety. My philosophy with coaching is that, you know, the client and you are the expert in your life, and I'm the expert in the process of change and expansion. And over the years, I've developed myself or co-opted every single, you know, tip, trick, tool, and model that you can imagine to elicit the right information that we need from your head or from your heart in order to move you forward and towards your goal. I should point out that one of the single biggest areas that I help people with is in the realm of accountability. So that is helping people do what they say they're going to do. And there are a lot of ways that I help clients do that. And just as an example, with most of my clients, we exchange daily emails or texts to help keep them on track and to also help them overcome any barriers that they encounter during the week. So I'm usually available to clients 24/7 to help clients that way, at least when I'm awake. Another question that I get a lot are sort of, what are the benefits of coaching? And the benefits of coaching really can be quite amazing. Some clients might experience, you know, a fresh perspective on their life. It certainly can lead to better thinking and better decision-making skills. I have many clients who see the benefit of increased confidence, more productivity, certainly lots of better relationships and better communication skills. But most importantly, and I think this is what most people know coaching for, is the benefits are help in crossing off the goals that people have on their life list. And that could be their list of the day or of the year or of their life and getting those achieved. And so for some people, that's running a marathon. And for other people, that's being a better spouse. And for many people, that's starting a business or finding the right career for them. So you name it, it's there. one of the key benefits that clients usually articulate at some point is how much they like having a partner to work with who is objective, who tells them the truth, who motivates them and supports them towards their goals. And so the benefits really can be quite amazing. It's a truly amazing experience when it works. So another question that I get a lot is, how do you know if coaching is right for you? And in my mind, there's a number of clues. If there is an area or areas in your life where you haven't been getting the results that you want, then coaching probably is a right option for you. If someone is interested in increasing their levels of fun or fulfillment or satisfaction or joy, coaching is a right thing for you. Also, if you feel like you want a partner to help you navigate through making decisions or exploring options for your life, coaching is another great option for you as well. There's a really helpful frequently asked questions section on my site that goes into more details on this, so you can check that out as well, that talks about if coaching is right for you. Which leads me to my next important question that many people ask me, which is, what is the difference between coaching and therapy? I hear this question quite frequently, and it's an important distinction that I always like to point out. To me, therapy in all of its modalities, whether it's psychotherapy or counseling, is about helping people move from dysfunctional to functional. It's about deep excavation or analysis and healing. Whereas coaching is about moving people from functional to optimal. Coaching is right for you if you're a highly functioning adult who just really wants more out of life. Coaching probably is not right for you if you find yourself suffering from depression or other mental illness that requires the intervention of a medical professional. So that's my distinction between therapy and coaching, but an important one. So I thought I'd switch gears here for just a bit and talk a little bit more specifically about some of the logistics about life and career coaching and the process of life and career coaching. And I'm noticing some more questions coming in, so I'll get to those in just a minute. The first phone call that I get from people who are interested in coaching is usually quite similar in that they have an area or areas of their life that they're not getting the results that they want. Having said that, though, the relationships that I have with each of my clients is very, very different. Broadly speaking, I would say that about 20% of my clients are in some sort of crisis. They've been given a deadline or an ultimatum that they have to address rather quickly. And with those clients, I often do a more intensive form of coaching. And that might be either coaching every day or for several hours in a week. As an example, I tend to work with a lot of writers who have been paid advances for their work and have to pay the advance back if they don't finish the book on time. And so we work together to coach them through writer's block or whatever seems to be standing in their way of completing the project. The other 80% of my clients are more, quote unquote, standard in that there is urgency to make change in their lives, but there's not a looming deadline hanging over their head. And usually I work with those clients weekly via phone or in person in my office in New York City, and usually sessions last for about 55 minutes. Someone just emailed this question, which I'm going to start answering some of these now. The question is, what is an intensive? I see that on your website. So an intensive is a coaching session that lasts somewhere between 3 and 8 hours. I have clients who will fly into New York and want to spend the day together working on issues. It's interesting that January and February, I guess not surprisingly, is a big month for people who want to plot out their life plans for the year. I also have clients who don't really like the weekly thing and just want to squeeze as much into longer sessions as possible. I'm also kind of surprised at how many people give intensives as gifts to other people in their lives as a way of helping them sort of move forward. So anyway, that's what an intensive is. And truly, they can be somewhat grueling for some people, but it's certainly a great way to catapult forward in a very short period of time if you're interested. Another question, let's see, that just came in is, how long do you work with clients? Which is an interesting question. I have a somewhat strange answer to that, which is it averages somewhere between 3 and 18 months. And I know that's kind of a big spread, but here's why. When people come to me with one particular area that they'd like to work on, for example, getting their health on track or finding a job, it tends to be closer to 3 months. When people want to reinvent themselves completely, it tends to be about 18 months. Also, I have a number of clients who, of course, achieve their goal or goals that they came to me with and then invent new goals. And that keeps our relationship going a bit longer. So that tends to be on the 18-month side. Here's another question that says, how does a session normally work? That's what it says. How does a session normally work? So, before the first session of working with a client, I have clients fill out a background questionnaire so that I can get to know them better, and it also helps to narrow the bullseye a bit in terms of what the client wants to work on at the beginning of our relationship. Then in the first session, we're usually getting to know each other a little bit better and then setting really specific, measurable goals for our work together as we move forward. The second session and the sessions beyond that usually start with a question from me, which is usually something like, what do we want to make sure that we cover today? And I ask that in case there's something that I don't know or if the client has a new agenda item that needs to be addressed. And then I make sure, of course, that we cover that issue. But generally speaking, we're coaching around what the client worked on the previous week. So that could be any number of things. It could be reviewing what insights they had from the previous week, examining homework, for any patterns that we see, advancing to the next step towards a goal, breaking down barriers, just to give you a few examples of what might happen in a session. Let's see, another question here is, can you provide some examples of success you've had in helping people change their lives? That's a great question. So let's see, I'll give you hopefully more than one example. I help a lot of people through transitions in their lives, whether it could be loss, it could be divorce, it could be having a child, being a parent. But I spend a lot of my clients, I work with transitions around careers. I recently worked with a guy in San Francisco who wanted to transition out of finance and start making money from his art, which was a hobby that he had. And he now owns his own company and is doing some amazing and selling some amazing large-scale sort of installation sculpture stuff. It's just incredible. So the coaching process for him was really about, following his passion, finding the confidence to do so. We worked on creating a business plan and then, embracing this new lifestyle that he was creating and, of course, a lower salary to start as well. On the flip side of that, I just helped a woman as well do the exact opposite of what this guy did. We're working with a woman who owns a PR company, or owned a PR company, I should say, here in New York, and was hit really hard by the recession. And we worked together to find, the right company and the right job for her. And she just scored an amazing job at a world-class marketing communications company. And what was important there for her was to identify a company that would, afford her the autonomy that she was accustomed to and that would provide the security of a regular paycheck, which is something that she sorely, sorely missed. Let's see, what else? I'm working with a guy now who's discovering what it means to be a great father, which is a really interesting coaching challenge. This is a guy who grew up without a dad and who, really wants to get it right. And his process is about learning what it is to be a dad and practicing and taking risks and making mistakes and acceptance and a whole slew of other things. Let's come up with one more example. I also do a lot of couples coaching to help people deepen intimacy in their relationships. I'm working with a couple right now who's having pretty significant trouble listening to one another. So we're using tools to help them learn to connect better, express themselves in a more effective way, and to learn how to experience one another when they're communicating. And already with just some simple awareness of the male-female dynamic and some practice, they're seeing some incredible results. So there are just a few examples of some of the successes that my clients have. There are more examples on my website if you're interested in looking at testimonials and so forth. Let's see. So we will we're right on track, so we'll keep going here. Another question just came in that says, can you talk more about the homework and assignments that you give? Of course, I can. In between sessions that I have with clients, do take on certain assignments that, you know, that help them move forward and toward their goals. And assignments can take many different forms. Someone might be, for example, observing and tracking some sort of behavior that they're doing at work, for example. Someone else could be interviewing friends. Someone might be writing a letter or filling out a form or making a list or all kinds of things. One of my favorite tools for assignments over the past few years is the cell phone camera, which surprises people. But I have many clients who are capturing what's happening in their lives every day and then uploading the pictures to Flickr for us to evaluate when we get together in session. And so the homework really does vary depending on who the client is and what their goals are. One of the great things, of course, is that once I get to know a client and how they learn and who they are, I can adapt assignments to make them as enjoyable as possible for the client to complete. And, you know, it's important to point out, I think, that I have some clients who take on 6 assignments a week and they finish all 6. I have other clients who take on 2 assignments and only complete 1. And both scenarios are great. There's no right or wrong in either of those scenarios. You know, the velocity at which coaching moves is really set by the client. And my job as the coach is to gently push, but always in a supportive way. And so that kind of covers that question of homework and assignments. Let's see. I just got a good question. Does a good coach have their own coach? The answer to that question is yes, I think so. I certainly have found it necessary to have a coach over the years, not only to continue my own expansion, but also to continue to learn the trade of coaching and, you know, the craft of coaching. My relationship with my coach was a much more personal, goal-oriented relationship when I first started, and has morphed over the years to be a little bit more of a mentor relationship. And so we spend much more time with me learning, you know, how to help clients and new tools and so forth. So that's a great question. So my answer is yes to that one. Someone just asked, how do you coach via phone? Which is another great question. I actually coach most of my clients via phone. I have many New York City-based clients. But most of them are, you know, traveling a lot of the time, and so we end up coaching via phone. There's actually a wonderful focus that happens on the phone, and as long as the computer screen is off and, you know, the room is quiet, you can create a really strong connection between coach and client. And there's no doubt that you miss the nonverbals since we can't see each other, but for some reason it works. It's not a problem. As long as, you know, the client is being honest about, you know, what's going on for them in the moment, and the phone really can be a terrific, terrific way to coach. So let's see. I'm going to check really quickly here to see if I have any more questions. We're right on track. This is usually, this call is about 25 minutes. So we're right on track. And I think I answered all of them. So we're going to wrap here. I know it's getting a little late for some of you. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. And if, of course, you have any other questions, you can always send them my way. My email address is mark.strong@gmail.com. And I just got one more question, which I will answer. Hold on a second. Do I use Skype? I do use Skype. I will tell you, though, that I don't really love using Skype. What happens is we spend so much time trying to look at each other that we lose a little bit of focus. So what I find with Skype is it's a great way to do an initial session or the first couple of sessions so we can get to know each other and what kind of our nonverbals are. But I don't find over the long term that Skype is a great tool for coaching. But I certainly do use it intermittently. So everyone, thank you so much. Have a great evening. And again, thank you so much for being here. Have a great night.